Parshas Tetzave.
Hi Yitzchak, how's everything?
Ty, it was report card day. I have to ask you to sign my report card. I don't think you're going to like what you're going to see inside.
I don't have to look inside the report card to see the marks. I see it on your face, Yitzchak. Listen, Yitzchak. Oh boy. Look, I'm not happy about these marks. On the other hand, I want you to know that in a way, report cards are a good thing.
Why? Not for me, for Shloimi, my younger brother it is. He gets straight Alephs. The only Aleph I'll ever get in a report card would be if I change my name to Avram or Aaron or something. At least then there'll be an Aleph in my name.
Yitzchak. The report card means that the term is over. That also means that a new term is beginning.
I know. When Shloimi comes in and he keeps waving his straight Aleph sign, I feel like 2 cents, even less. Here he comes.
Shloimi, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, but first, I have to show you the honor certificate that I got. Best effort in the class. And look at this. I got the honor certificate because the Rebbe gave a special prina, and I'm the only one that got all the extra credit. Now, here's my report card. Look, Ta, look. Straight Aleph pluses. You know what the Rebbe said?
Shloimi, can you please wait a few minutes? I'm very happy to see your report card, but I'd like to see it in like 10 minutes from now.
But Ta, look. Isaac, look. You know what my Rebbe said? My Rebbe said I may skip. And by the way, one more honor certificate I got. It's for tefillah, for davening. I'm the best davener in the whole yeshiva.
Really?
I daven the loudest. My tefillahs go straight up to Shemayim.
Sometimes I think, Shloimi, you're a little bit too loud for your tefillahs to go straight up to Shemayim.
What? Too loud? What do you mean?
Here, bring me that chumash. Read me this pasuk, Shloimi.
Sure. Pamein zov a remind. The Kohen Gadol had on the bottom of his a robe on the me'il, a gold bell, and a pomegranate. My Rebbe said a beautiful word. The gold bell, that refers to limud haTorah and davening, that you have to do real loud. And the pomegranate, that refers to being quiet. When it comes to Lashon Hara or different things, you're not supposed to speak any Lashon Hara. And the me'il is a kapara on Lashon Hara, the robe atoned for the sin of evil speech. So, therefore, the bells and the pomegranates teach us both when to talk and when not to talk.
That's right. I'm very happy you mentioned that vart. I think it's on the Chavetz Chaim. But I want to tell you a little story.
Sure, Ta. I love hearing stories.
Once there was a person and his son, and they were traveling to a far-off town somewhere in Lithuania.
Why were they going?
They were going for a simcha. You see, it was the vart, the engagement party, of their second cousin. Moshe Shmuel. Moshe Shmuel, however, was not, well, how should I say it in the right way? He was not exactly the smartest person in town. And rumors had it that Moshe Shmuel's father-in-law wasn't too happy with his new son-in-law.
Come, I think that the vart, the suda, is going to be over there. Come, Yankel.
Yes, father. I see a lot of people going into that room over there.
All right, maybe it's in that room. Excuse me, is there a vart over here, an engagement suda?
Yeah, come inside.
Wow, Tal, look how many people are here. This hall is packed. There's hardly any place to move.
That's interesting.
I didn't know that our cousin Moshe Shmuel has so many friends.
I didn't know that either. I have a feeling we're by the wrong...
Shaw! The Chosin is now going to say his Pilpul Drosha.
Ta, can we leave? That's not Moshe Shmuel. It's a different Chosin.
We can't walk out now. It's so crowded. Let's hear what this Chosin has to say anyway.
Wow, Ta. He asked like 100 kashas, and then he answered 1 teretz, and with the 1 teretz, he's answering all the 100 questions. He's a genius.
Look at this crowd. Everyone's standing over here and applauding him.
The rabbi of the town is getting up to speak.
My dear friends, the drosha you just heard from our young Chosin Akiva is an amazing drosha. And therefore, I hereby bestow upon him the title Moreinu Rabbi Akiva.
Moreinu Rabbi Akiva, what does that mean, Ta?
It means that he just gave him smicha.
Why is everyone turning their heads from side to side?
Because normally, the minig was not to give smicha under 30, but apparently this chassan is such a genius, he's an exception to the rule.
Wow! Look at his father-in-law over there, beaming.
I know who his father-in-law is. His name's Yitzchak Isaac, one of the richest people in all of Lithuania. Well, if I had a son-in-law like that, I would be beaming also. Come, but we came to Moshe Shmuel's vart. It must be in a different part of the hall. Excuse me, do you know if there's another vart here?
Oh yeah, there's one in the basement.
Oh, come, let's go.
Here's Moshe Shmuel's engagement party. There's only a handful of people over here. And there's Moshe Shmuel's future father-in-law sitting right next to him. He doesn't look as happy as Akiva's father-in-law.
Let's just give Mazel Tov and...
Rabbi Shai! Give Moshe Shmuel the question is now gonna give a drasha.
We keep coming in for the drashas.
Well, that's a good sign.
Moshe Shmuel, go ahead!
I have a kasha, but I forgot what the kasha is. But I had a teretz. I forgot what the teretz is. But I'm sure that whatever the teretz had was a good teretz for that kasha.
Everyone is laughing. The whole place is on the floor. Everyone is in stitches.
Also, one more thing, yeah. But I don't remember that either.
Everyone is laughing except for his father-in-law. He seems quite angry.
Father, look outside. There's a huge storm that's raging. It looks like we're not going to be able to go home for Shabbos.
All right, so I guess we'll have to stay here in this town for Shabbos. That's not a problem.
Friday night Suda was very nice.
Baruch Hashem.
The storm seems to be abating. It looks like Matzah Shabbos will be able to leave right away.
Right now, let's just enjoy the Shabbos over here.
Look, Ta, there's the great genius Akiva. And hundreds of people are surrounding him after davening over here Shabbos afternoon to ask him questions.
Yes, but something seems to be wrong.
What?
Let's take a closer look.
Akiva, yesterday you mentioned a Rajba that is a steer with Tysus and Xobis. Where's that Rajba?
I don't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know.
Excuse me, Akiva. You said yesterday that there's a Chuvas Harash which supports your Terence. And you said there were three ways to understand that Chuva. Can you repeat that again for me?
Who? What? When? Did you say Chuvas Harash? I don't think the Rosh had to do tshuva. He was a big tzaddik.
What's going on over here, Father? Everyone is laughing. Some people are shaking their heads from side to side again.
What's with this chosen?
Yesterday he says this big beautiful drosha. Now he's talking like the biggest fool in the world. Huh?
I'll bet. He's no Talmud Chacham at all, that Akiva. He must have memorized that speech.
All right. And now when we're asking him questions, he doesn't know a thing.
Father, could that be?
I don't know.
Look, Father. There is his father-in-law, his future father-in-law. He doesn't look as happy as he did last night.
Akiva, what is the meaning of this? Why don't you answer the questions that the people are asking you?
I don't know the answers.
But you're making a fool out of yourself and me!
What should I tell you? I don't know what these people are talking about.
Did your head hit a rock or something? You forgot everything?
I heard rumors that his father-in-law said he may want to break the shidduch. This is terrible. How can this happen to Akiva when yesterday he had smicha?
I don't know, my son. All right. It's after davening now. Everyone is leaving. Wait, Akiva's standing in the corner and he's calling everyone back.
Excuse me? You wanted to know the three ways I learned Pshat in the Tshuva Sarash? No problem. I'll explain it to you. But really the three ways are really nine ways. And you wanted to know about Tysus and Ksubis? No, I didn't say Tysus and Ksubis. I said that there's a Marshal in Ksubis. And the way the Marshal learns Pshat in Tysus and Ksubis, I can explain to you what the Gemara said in Masechtas Yevamos.
Wow! Ta! His head must have hit a rock. Everyone is crowded around again. They're all jumping up and down. Look at his answers. Everyone is shaking their head in amazement.
And what about my kasher?
You asked why there's too much salt in the fish. That I don't know the answer for.
This Akiva, like, now he sounds like the smartest person in the world. Until now, he sounded like the biggest fool. Tal, what happened?
Let's go over and maybe we can listen. This seems quite interesting. He's talking to his father-in-law.
Akiva! What's going on over here? Now you sound like yourself again, the great genius that you are! Making everyone feel good! But what happened this morning?
My dear father-in-law, didn't you see that other chassan came in with the name Moshe Shmuel? I looked at his father-in-law's face and I could tell that he was quite upset. Now that we were all stuck here for Shabbos because of the storm, we would be standing side by side, I could tell in the eyes of his father-in-law. He kept on saying to himself, "Oh, there's Akiva the smart one, and I have Moshe Shmuel the..." I don't want to say what he was thinking. When the people crowded around me and they started asking questions, if I would have answered them, poor Moshe Shmuel would have been terribly embarrassed. He was sitting right next to me. But now that I turned myself into the fool, everyone started talking as if I am the great fool. And they forgot about Moshe Shmuel. I even heard one person say to Moshe Shmuel's father-in-law,
"Well, at least your son-in-law is honest. He doesn't memorize someone else's speech when he doesn't know what he's talking about."
Don't you see? I had to do this to save Moshe Shmuel.
But do you realize what you did? I could have broken off the shidduch. You were embarrassing yourself.
Doesn't it say that a person should rather throw himself into fire than embarrass someone by rabbin? Had I answered those questions earlier and not turned myself into a fool, Moshe Shmuel would have been embarrassed. I made a decision that whatever happens, so may it be, but I'm not going to embarrass anyone.
My dear son-in-law, when I heard your drasha yesterday, I thought you were great. But now I realize I don't even understand how great you are.
Wow, huh? That was a nice story. What was this Akiva's last name?
His name, Shloimeh, was Reb Akiva Eiger.
The great Reb Akiva Eiger?
That's right.
But what does that have to do with the pasuk? And what does that have to do with my great report card?
Yitzchak, can you walk out for a minute? Tell me something. When you come here waving your straight olives, you know good and well that your older brother doesn't get straight olives. I tried to motion to you a few times to please be quiet. And you kept on talking about how great your honor certificates are. Now don't get me wrong! Shloimeh, I'm very proud of you. But part of learning Torah is not hurting or embarrassing someone else either. We're learning Hashem's Torah, not just some kind of chachma or wisdom to show off with. And your brother was sitting here, you should have not acted that way.
Sorry. But what did you mean, Father, that my tefillahs aren't answered?
Because I want to tell you one more thing the Chafetz Chaim says. Read the next pasuk.
After the bells and the pomegranates?
Yes.
V'hoya al arein l'shores, v'nishma koylai b'voya l'kodesh.
You know what the Chafetz Chaim says? If someone learns how to ring the bells when he's supposed to, yes, scream the words of davening, scream the words of Torah when it's appropriate. But v'rimayin, he knows how to be silent. If the right thing then to do is to be silent, it is only then that v'nishma koylai b'voya l'kodesh, that his tefillos are heard when he comes to shul to daven. My dear Shloimeh, when you were embarrassing your brother, I'm scared you only have bells on your me'il. No, remind him! In that case, you don't have your v'nishma koylai b'voya l'kodesh. Now here comes your brother, and please, no showing off in front of him.
Hi, Shloimeh.
Hi, Isaac.
Listen, Shloimeh, I made room on the wall. I took up some of the pictures so you could hang up your new honor certificates.
No, Isaac, I'm not hanging up my honor certificates this time. It's like so boring to keep looking at them. I'll just keep them in my drawer.
Why did you say that, Shloimeh?
If I hang up my honor certificates every time Isaac walks in, he's going to feel bad. They'll do just as good in the drawer as they will outside. Anyway, I have to go daven mincha now. Ta, are you coming with me or are you davening later?
No! I'm coming with you now. Because I see you've just added some reminim to your me'il. And I want to be there when you daven. So my tefillos can go up together with yours.